Praise the Lord. I'm doing this video again because I got a lead from Chrissy B. She prophesied about scarcity of food. Yes, precisely 1 a.m. Around 1 a.m. on January 14th, 2025, I was studying my Bible because Ezekiel, a book of Ezekiel, was the part that I was studying at this point in time. And as I was reading, I was just reading, you know, just my normal Bible reading before I go to bed. I prayed and go to bed. So then my radio, my I have a background song. It turned off twice. I guess, like I said in the first video, the Holy Spirit wanted me to pass this message to everyone. So I was frightened. I was afraid. So I said, Holy Spirit, please help me. It was scary. So I was reading chapter 3. Then it didn't make any sense. But I went to chapter 4. Then I saw, I have my Bible here. Then it says, now go and get wheat, barley, beans, lentils, millet, and spelts. I have the New Translation Bible. And mix them together in a storage jar. Use this food to make bread for yourself during the 390 days you will be lying on your side. Ration this out to yourself, 8 ounces of food for each day, and eat it at set time. Then measure out a jar of water for each day and drink it at set time. Each day prepare your bread as you would barley cakes. While all the people are watching, bake it over a fire using dried human dung or as fuel, and then eat the bread. For this is what the Lord says, Israel will eat defiled bread in the Gentile lands where I will banish them. Then, that's this chapter 14. It said, then I say, I started from chapter 9, then chapter 14. Then I said, O sovereign God, must I defile by using human dung? For I have never been defiled before. From the time I was a child until now, I have never eaten any animal that died of sickness or that I found dead. And I have never eaten all of any of the animals that our law forbids. Long story short, chapter 15. God, the Lord says, all right, the Lord says, you may bake your bread with cow dung instead of human dung. Then he said to me, son of man, this is chapter 16, guys. Son of man, I will cause food to be very scarce in Jerusalem. I will weigh out with great care and eating fearful. Let me take that again. It will be weighed out with great care and eating fearfully. The water will be portioned out drop by drop, and the people will drink it with dismay. Food, this is chapter 17, food and water will be so scarce that the people will look at one another in terror, and they will waste away under their punishment. This is Ezekiel chapter 4 from verses 9 to 17. When I was reading, the Holy Spirit told me to go back to chapter 3. And the chapter 3, the headline here is like, is a watchman for Israel. It says, at the end of the 7 days, he said, the Lord give me a message. He said, son of man, I have appointed you as a watchman for Israel. Whenever you receive a message from me, pass it on to the people immediately. If I warn the wicked saying, you are under a penalty of death, but you fail to deliver the warning, they will die in their sins. And I will hold you responsible, demanding your blood for theirs. I was afraid there. If you warn them and they keep on sinning and refuse to repent, they will die in their sins. But you will have saved your life because you did what you were told to do. Guys, this really scared me. The Lord says, if he sends you and you don't do it, he said the blood of the sinners, if they sin, their blood, if they die, their blood is going to be upon you, upon me. So that was why I was so scared. And I was like, I had to say, I was scared. I'm not a social media person. I don't like too many publicity, but the Chrissy B, there's this lady, Chrissy B, she prophesied about the same thing and she expatiated it and she told you guys the signs that she got. Then she gave the message out. So I saw a message running again, came to me right now. And the Holy Spirit told me, you have to say it again. So I don't want anybody's blood to be upon me. And that is why I am saying this right now. Please store your home with food and water. Store and ration it. I don't know how long it's going to be, but in the Bible, in the book of Ezekiel, he said it's going to be for 390 days. I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know. Holy Spirit, help me. I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know nothing. But all I know is that page of the Bible, I didn't read past that part. I was listening to my regular, Instagram, there was Bible verses and, Bible quotation from people. I usually follow a lot of them. So one of the anchor that I watched, it says that I should, that if you want to study the Bible, study from the book of Ezekiel. So I just basically picked up my Bible, I think 2 days later, and I was reading the book of Ezekiel. And when I got to that chapter 4, fear gripped me. It's as if the Holy Spirit was telling me, say it. He said, go back to chapter 3. So when I went back to chapter 3, I was scared. He said, if the Lord sends you to deliver a message, you have to do it immediately. Guys, I don't know what's coming up. I do not know. The only thing I know that the Holy Spirit told me is that store your home with food, water, ration it. Don't eat it too much. Don't just eat a lot. Ration it. If there are times that you will fast. If there are times you will eat, you just ration them. Don't waste any food. Do not. I have delivered it, and I'm sure the Lord hears me. And my conscience is, clear right now. Please, guys, just store your home with food. Just store your home with food.